Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Welcome to the Player Spotlight, powered by All Access Football and brought to you by NFLDraftBible.com. I'm Kenny Frenick with College Football Insiders. Today I'm joined by Donald Jones, the wide receiver out of Youngstown State. How are you doing today, Donald?
I'm doing good. How's everything?
Everything's fantastic, man. We got the sun out here in Minnesota, so, I mean, that's all you can really ask for at this time of year. I like to get into the Senior Bowl and Texas versus the Nation. You happen to play in both of them. So the question at hand would be, which one did you like better?
They were both great games. You just go to showcase your talent. You know, it was kind of hard for me in the Senior Bowl. I didn't get there till Wednesday, so I had to learn very fast and try to jump in very quick, but, you know, I caught on to everything, and you know, I wouldn't necessarily say I like one better.
They're both just good experiences all together, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the Senior Bowl was a great experience just because those are all the top guys that I watch on TV after my games on Saturday, so it was great to be playing with those guys.
So who was the toughest guy that you went up against in the Senior Bowl?
I would say Kyle Wilson.
I thought he was gonna get a mentioning from you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he appreciates it. And currently, right now, where have you been training?
I'm down in Sarasota, Florida, at Athletic Edge. Mike Goff is my trainer.
And
down
did
in
you?
In warm weather,
yeah. Thanks for putting that in there. And did you? You got like a lot of friends there with you? Do you got, you know, maybe a coach that you wanted to bring with you, or did you kind of roll solo?
No, I have some guys that I know from back home. There's a lot of guys actually from New Jersey down here, so you know, it's a comfortable setting.
Oh, Jersey's being represented well down in Florida, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to get on the map.
Yeah, trying to get out and stay out of the cold weather like us Minnesotans are.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's cold up there in New Jersey.
And what is a typical workout day for you like?
We wake up. My first workout is at 8 o'clock, and then it's over at about 9:30, 9:45, and then we have another one at 12:30, and then we're done. And then Wednesdays we have like yoga and Pilates, and you know.
And I've read yoga and Pilates. Did you bring your own yoga mat?
No, I didn't bring my own yoga mat. They have them for us.
I had to ask. Maybe you did yoga before this whole thing started.
Never did yoga before.
Apparently, if you watch Entourage, it's all about flexibility nowadays. You know, it's not all about strength.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to be flexible. You got to be flexible to play so you don't get injured.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, I mean, I've seen you listed at 6'1", 6'2". I read in a little Q&A from you that you said that you're 6 feet tall, so I'm going to take your word. And are you really 6 feet tall, or are you just being modest?
I mean, that's what they measure me at. So the NFL measures me at 6 feet.
Oh, so see, you're not going to the right doctors or something. They're measuring you wrong, just trying to make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, that usually happens in the media.
And what's the weight like? I mean, have you put on any weight since the season's end?
I'm at probably 215 right now. So,
you know, is that your ideal weight?
What'd you say?
Is that your ideal weight?
Oh, yeah. I like it. I like it. I I've gained a few pounds since I've been down here, but I'm moving very good. And, you know, my trainer, he feels that I'm moving very good, so I like it. But probably when I get into camp, I'm sure I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
Always lose it in camp. So hot.
And so are you planning on participating in all the drills at the combine?
Yes, sir. I'll be doing everything there, and then we'll see how it goes from there.
And what have you been working on as far as, you know, improvements in your game?
I mean, we do everything here. We do everything from every test at the combine to every positional drill that we do there, and then just improving my game. We have Ken Dorsey. He comes here and he throws with me, you know, just running routes and catching the ball. So, you know,
oh,
been working on everything.
You can't go wrong with help from a U player.
Yeah.
And I read in a Q&A interview that you did that you mentioned that one of your biggest strengths was route running. I mean, can you give us some nuances of running routes?
I mean, you just have to be able to get out of your cuts. And, you know, I'm very quick. I can get out of my breaks and come back to the ball and everything very good. So that's just the main thing in route running, just getting out of your breaks very fast, being quick.
And you also said that, you know, speed is something that you're working to improve on. But then, you know, has that switched to something new now? I mean, you can only obviously get so fast and work at that so hard until you kind of, you know, got it down pat. You're about at your top speed. I mean, how much faster have you gotten?
I really don't really know how much faster I've gotten. I guess we'll see on Sunday when I work out, but I haven't really switched to something new. I mean, I'm working on everything in my game. But, you know, it's always something that you can work. That comes also with flexibility and all of those things.
And what do you expect your 40 time to be at the combine?
I don't know.
You gotta have a target time. There's got to be a number in the back of your mind that you know you're shooting for.
We'll just have to wait and see at the combine.
Oh, you're one of those not going to tell. You might as well tune in and watch on NFL Network, huh?
Yeah, you got to tune in and watch.
And since you did come from a smaller school, obviously there's, you know, people critical of players that come from, you know, smaller conferences, smaller schools. Obviously because of the competition level, does that, you know, give you extra motivation where, you know, to work a little harder, kind of give you that chip on your shoulder?
Yeah, definitely. When you come from a small school, everybody has something to say. So you have a chip on your shoulder and you just want to prove everybody wrong. I don't know, when you're coming from a small school, you get to watch all those guys, and you're like, man, I can do what he's doing. So you just want to show everybody that you can do what everybody else can do.
And before you even transferred to a small school, you came from an even smaller school. You played at a community college. You know, what kind of made you choose Youngstown State, or did they choose you? I mean, how did that go about?
I had a lot of schools recruiting me, and I had Coach Orgeron over at Ole Miss was very hard on me, and you know, he was gonna offer me a scholarship, and I told him that I was gonna come there, and then him and his staff got fired, and I had really nowhere else to go, so it was like very late in the process, the recruiting process. So Youngstown came on, and I saw them play one time on TV. I knew they had good winning tradition, so I ended up going there.
Did you have a lot of scholarships coming out of high school?
Oh, coming out of high school, I had a lot of schools recruiting me. Almost every school in the Northeast on the East Coast was recruiting me out of high school. Even Wisconsin offered me a scholarship.
So why the community college first?
I had, issues with the school. When I was young in high school, I had issues with my grades and everything. And it was kind of too late before I could turn it around. It was already too late, so I couldn't qualify with the SATs and everything, so I ended up going to the community college. And I had to graduate from there, so I graduated with my AA and moved on.
And did you get your bachelor's at Youngstown then too?
Nope, not yet. I still have maybe a full year to go. So, once I get settled in, I'll finish that.
And yeah, I'm sure they'll obviously have some, online courses or something you could take to finish that up. Obviously,
yeah.
Getting your degree is important, man. You got to go to school for the education first. That's what they tell you. And that's what it's there for, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you definitely got to get the education. That's always the most important thing. Football is never guaranteed. And, you should always finish school and get your degree.
And now that the draft, the whole draft, ambiance is kind of in full swing right now. And every player that has a chance to get drafted, anyone that's in the combine, is under the microscope. You got scouts and analysts writing numerous blogs and writing up reports on all you guys. Do you ever read up on anything?
No, I kind of stay out of the media. They tell you to stay out of the media. I try to tell my parents and everything, those blogs, they make their job crazy. Stay out of that stuff. One guy's telling you something, and another guy's telling you a different thing, so try not to read that stuff.
Yeah, some players like to read it just to make sure that no one's talking bad about them, and if they do, they kind of use it as, bulletin board material and go out there and push it even harder, kind of like how, you came from a smaller school and you're kind of out there proving something. Some people just like to do that. I had to make sure that, you weren't one of those players. Maybe you were. If you were, there was no problem with that. But at the combine, which drills do you feel like you're going to excel at that, are going to make scouts kind of go, wow, this kid's got it?
I'm going to try to excel at all the drills, but, I guess I'm the stronger. I'm very quick. I'm going to excel at the L drill and the shuttle, the short shuttle, and my jumps, my vertical and my broad jump. So I'm just going to, see how it goes.
And what is your vert like? Are you like TO hops out there, or are you kind of like a – I assume Wes Welker probably can't jump that high. So are you more of a Wes Welker or T.O.?
I'm more of a, I don't even know what T.O.'s vert was, but I can jump. I can jump. I'll put it to you like that. I won't give you an exact number, but I can jump.
If you had watched any of the little All-Star festivities for the NBA All-Star weekend, you would have seen T.O. out there doing his thing, putting down a couple big slams. So I think his vertical's in upwards of 30 to 35-inch vert. I don't want him to get a hold of this and get mad saying that his vert's like 42 inches, but that would be my guess because he's a fairly tall wide receiver. But speaking of T.O., is there any wide receiver – that you model your game after?
Yes, Anquan Boldin. He's like my favorite player. I'm kind of built and shaped like him. I play like him, play hard all the time, and very quick and big for a receiver.
And you just got to hope that you just got to hope that you don't get hit as hard as he did on that one play and get your sinus fractured and everything like that.
Yeah, nobody wants to get hit that hard.
Yeah, that's the next step. All right, it was. It even made Kurt Warner run down the field like a 16-year-old kid again, so that's how bad it was. Well, we like to close out the interview with a little segment we like to call Three and Outs, just quick three little questions, not really football-related, so you can just blurt out whatever comes to mind. All right, first down, what is something people may not know about you?
I like poetry.
Like what kind of poet? Who's your favorite poet?
Oh, my favorite poet will probably be Tupac. You know, I was very into his poetry books, but I listen to a lot of music anyway, so.
Yeah, see, well, and that's one thing people may not know is that Tupac was also a poet. I mean, obviously he didn't just rap, so he's a deep thinker.
Yeah, exactly.
Second down, besides a football player, what would your dream job be?
My dream job. I've always wanted to have my own business because my father has his own business. So,
any
my dream job.
Any particular line of business?
Well, I would like to get into real estate.
Okay, out there slanging houses and condos, huh?
Exactly. Yep.
A lot of good money in real estate, so, I mean, you can't knock that. All right, third down, what do you like to do in your spare time?
My spare time, listen to music, play Madden, and, just watch TV, watch football if it's on. In the off season, talk on the phone. And I love to play pool.
Gotta love pool. But a quick question about the Madden game. I actually just had a player admit that he doesn't win all the time in Madden. Do you win all the time in Madden?
No, I don't win all the time.
Oh, my gosh. That's
my cousin.
That's two in a row. I think I'm setting records here. No athlete is supposed to lose in Madden, especially when you play the sport. It's like it should come through your head, down through your thumbs, into the controller as if you were out there on the field yourself.
Yeah, I think you have some guys that like they have nothing else to do with their lives. When you're playing online, it's kind of hard to beat those guys.
Yeah, some of them do. Oh, well, yeah, if you watch the ESPN, they got the Xbox Madden challenge or whatever, the whole thing where the winner wins like $50,000, so it's getting ridiculous. But hey, if the whole real estate thing doesn't work out and somehow you don't make it in football, knock on wood, obviously, wish you the best. Yeah, at least you can start your Madden skills up and try to go for that 50 grand today.
Thank you.
Well, hey, Donald, it was nice having you on. I appreciate you joining me. Good luck with the upcoming combine and the draft. I wish you the best of luck, and hopefully everything works out for you.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Hey, not a problem. Have a good one.